Last Sunday, the NFL season came to a close with the Super Bowl. Today, there is a new option for football fans struggling with withdrawal, the start of another league, the XFL. This is actually a reincarnation of the XFL, which was first launched in 2001 to mixed reviews. It was known for innovations like putting player nicknames on jerseys, but also for some not great football, which is one reason it lasted just one season. Oliver Luck is the former president of NFL Europe and a former pro quarterback, and he is the new league's commissioner. He visited our studios today and described how he felt when XFL founder Vince McMahon asked him to join.
I was a little bit skeptical, precisely because of what you said, sort of the litany of mistakes that were made back in 2001. But I was assured that we would build this the right way with 100% focus on football and all the other stuff that the XFL was known for. Some of the gimmicks, if you will, those are all consigned to the dustbin.
Well, it's my understanding, just from the reporting, that the XFL lost $70 million in that one season. What gives you confidence that this is the right time to relaunch it? And, you know, why now? And why do you think it'll be sustainable, obviously?
Right. I think there are three things. One is our founder, Vince. He's got the resources and has given us, because of those resources, a long time to plan. The second one is all of our games are going to be either on Fox or ESPN or ABC. So no other league has ever started with the visibility that these two media companies will give us. And the third thing is the game has really been elevated. And as a result, the players that are available to us, the sort of the 500 best players in the country not under contract to another professional football league, these guys are good. Now, having said that, we know it's a challenge and we're going into this eyes wide open, but we think we've got a pretty good shot at establishing a league that people want to watch.
Since the XFL last operated, there's been a lot more focus on player safety. Okay. The XFL has both a shorter halftime and a shorter play clock for players to rest between plays. The XFL is also allowing younger players to compete professionally than the NFL. You once said that the XFL could technically select players directly from high school. Now, I think a lot of people will recognize your name. I mean, your son, Andrew Luck, surprised a lot of people a few months ago by retiring at the age of 29 while citing his history of injuries. So why wouldn't reasonable people be concerned that you're subjecting other people's kids to something that you wouldn't want for your own?
We're making the game safer. Our kickoff, when folks tune in on ABC or Fox this weekend, they'll see a kickoff that looks different. We think we know it's a lot safer. That's what the doctors have told us, because we're eliminating that run-up, right? The sprint that causes with that velocity, you have a pretty significant collision. So as we looked at all of the rules that we've implemented, all of our differences, our innovations compared to the National Football League, we think that it makes more sense because we are safer, quite honestly. But the game is still physical game, and it always will be.
How would you persuade parents of a high school student that this is a safe option for him?
Well,
for him, because I presume this is still all male.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a little bit nuanced, and if I could, I'll mm-hmm. explain. So the National Football League has an eligibility requirement. You have to be 3 years out of high school. So we're not a subject to that agreement. So theoretically, we could sign a high school senior at age 18 or a college freshman. We haven't done that. We want the best sort of 500 players or so that we can possibly get. And the best 500 players typically have a very similar background. They've played 3 or 4 years of college football. They're mature. They're professional. It's very difficult for us to imagine a case where a high school senior, let's say he's 18 years old, would be able to really compete against.
What would I take it off the table?
Well,
as a safety issue.
No, there may be a situation where an 18-year-old college freshman says, I need to play football. I've got to earn some money to support my family. I've got illness in my family, and I don't really care about the academics. So if that option ever becomes available, we might take a look at it. But at this point, everybody we have is someone who's played at least a couple, 3 years of college football.
You've also said, or it's been reported about the league, that protests will not be allowed. Is that accurate?
Well, we've asked our players, and we require our players to stand for the national anthem. So,
okay, but my only question about this is that why might why not make that another way in which you distinguish yourself from the NFL in allowing people to express themselves? Because I take it that you think that that's not fan-friendly, but some fans do like seeing players express themselves politically. So why
players
that choice?
Have numerous opportunities to express themselves with all the platforms that exist today. So, standing for the national anthem, we believe, is a part of their responsibility as players in our league. But we think it's important to have that that requirement for our players.
Why?
We think it's important. We think it's part of what we as a league should do.
Any thoughts about Colin Kaepernick?
Great football player. I'm not going to talk about any particular player outside of the group of guys that we have, because we think, again, we've got the best 500 or so players under contract who aren't in the National Football League or in other professional leagues.
But he's not either. So I think the question would become, why not distinguish yourself from the NFL by offering an opportunity to somebody who has a track record as a great player, who has a lot of a following?
Yeah.
Was that ever part of your consideration?
We gave it some thought. We have some pretty significant salary restrictions. We're a startup league, so we want to make sure that we can be fiscally responsible and fiscally prudent. And the salary requirements that some folks shared with us were in our case exorbitant. So we couldn't go down that path.
Are you saying that you approached him or his representatives and he wasn't willing to talk to you because of salary requirements? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that we spoke with his representative, and the salary requirements that were broached in that conversation were exorbitant and certainly out of our range.
But you would consider it if he were reasonable in his requirements.
Well, I don't know. That was well over a year ago, so I don't know what kind of shape Colin is in, and we haven't followed that because obviously, again, we want the best players who are interested in playing in our league. That's pretty much a requisite for our job.
What do you think fans will be most excited about?
Well, we did a lot of surveys with fans, a lot of focus groups, a lot of market research, and what they told us when asked what they would change, they basically said, listen, we love the game, but we've got to make it a little bit faster. We got to pick up the pace a little bit. It drags sometimes, too much idle time, too much downtime. So the game that we've designed, we've got a 25-second clock versus the 40-second clock that the NFL has. We believe is an up-tempo, fast-paced game. But I think fans will come and say, wow, this all got done in less than 3 hours, and I watched a good football game, and this is very important, and it only cost $20 to buy a ticket in the lower bowl of a stadium. That's a big deal. It's obviously expensive to go attend NFL games or major college games, so we think we've got a great value proposition for our fans as well.
That is Oliver Luck. He is the new commissioner of the reincarnated XFL, which kicks off today. Commissioner Luck, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.